What's up, you guys? I'm Caleb, as always, and this is episode 40 of the Caleb Quimby Show. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how I don't think yoga is for everyone. So, yeah, let's roll the intro. All right, cool. So pretty much I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I keep telling all my friends, I keep telling all these people, I'm like, hey, you know what? You should go do yoga. You should go try yoga. You should overcome your challenges that you're feeling within your mind. You'll be able to flow. You'll be able to just be more present in the moment. You'll be able to just connect on a deeper level with more people. You'll feel more tranquil, more grounded. You'll feel like you are able to overcome challenges. And I started to think, I was like, well, you know what? Maybe not everybody wants that. Maybe not everybody wants to be told, like, yeah, you need to overcome challenges. You need to challenge yourself. Maybe some people just want to just sit around and not talk all that much. Maybe some people don't want to push themselves past the boundary. Maybe sometimes people just love the life that they're living in. Those are the people that are not going to want to do yoga. And that's perfectly, that's all good. It's just if you want to do greatness in your life, I truly do believe this, that you have to overcome challenges. You have to put yourself in challenging situations. That could be waking up early in the morning. That could be going to the gym early in the morning. That could be going to hot yoga class. That could be any number of things if you're waking up first thing in the morning. And when you wake up and you go through these challenges, then every other task that is small, say somebody cutting you off in traffic, you not getting your exact coffee, somebody writing your name down, somebody not asking you a question, somebody just possibly just doing the small little thing that would have pissed you off any other day doesn't upset you anymore because you put yourself into that challenging situation. You put yourself into a situation where everything else compared to that right there, compared to the hot yoga in 75 minutes, 90 degree heat, flowing with your breath, sweating like a pig, like sweat, like it's like 2 pounds of water just dripping off of you. And once you go through that, you realize that people cutting you off, people getting upset, you getting upset at other people for rushing or speeding or just having all of these other fears and like just all these small little doubts within yourself and all these small little, I don't want to say insecurities, but all these small, the small little things that used to upset you all that much start to not upset you anymore because you're not worried about the small little thing. You're not worried about the person that cut you off. You're more focused on, hey, you know what? What can I do that will make what I'm doing better? What can I do that will serve more people? What can I do that will allow for me to be my best self? And that's something that I think yoga can teach a lot of people is because when you start to look at the world from a perspective of everything's against me, everything's going the opposite way, then nothing's actually going to change. Now, if you're able to kind of flip the script a little bit and you're able to be like, well, you know, what if I did something different? What if what I've been doing up until this point has been wrong? What if I changed my view? What if I changed my routine? What if I changed my morning routine? What if I changed the challenging situations that I'm putting myself in? What would happen then? Would I still be living in the same place? Would I still be doing the same thing that I've always been doing? Or would I be doing something more? Would I be creating more financial freedom? Would I be creating more freedom, more wealth, more friendships, more deep bonds and connections with more people? Or would I be doing the exact same thing that I've always been doing? So if you're somebody that wants to overcome and like just not get all upset about these small little things that are happening in your life, then maybe you should try yoga. Now, if say you enjoy getting upset about the person that cut you off or flipped you off or butted you in line or your coffee wasn't hot or your food wasn't what you ordered and you enjoy getting upset at that, then, you know, don't try yoga. Now, if you want to have the mental shift and you want to change what you're doing, you want to change the feeling that you feel throughout the day with other people, with other interactions, then maybe all you have to do is just look within, go into the challenging place, go into the situation that you might not be 100% comfortable with right off the bat. It's just through time, through discipline, through effort, through challenge, through the correct actions, you'll start to grow, you'll start to evolve, you'll start to do more than you're doing in the first place. Now, when you're just doing the exact same thing, you're getting upset at all these small little things, then you're going to just be continually rethinking them through your head. You're going to be like, oh, why didn't I do that differently? What if I would have said this to this person? Or what if I would have had this thought or that thought, or said this thing or that thing, or said this one interaction, or sped up and tailgated this person for 2 miles? Or what if I went to the gym and I actually did my workout? It's just like, and I didn't get upset because somebody jacked something from me. It's just like, what if you were just able to let everything go? Like, what would you do with that power? What would you do with that skill, like, what would you do if you had the power just to let everything go? If you could just be like, hey, you know, everything that's not serving me, every thought, every distraction, every interaction that I have, what if you're able to just let that go? What if you were able to just be like, hey, this isn't serving me anymore. It's already happened. It's happened in the past, and I don't need this anymore. What if you were able to just be like, hey, you know what? I am not happy with doing what I'm doing right now. And what if you're able to make the shift? I did that. So why can't somebody else? Why can't you make the shift? What's holding you back? If you don't like what you're doing, if you don't like where your life is going, why don't you look at yourself in the mirror? Why don't you look at yourself in general and just ask, what do I really want? And I think that's what yoga is so beneficial. And that's why I don't think that's for everybody, because not everybody wants to feel the truth. Not everybody wants to hear the truth. Not everybody wants to see what they're actually capable of doing. Because when you're in the room, when you're in the hot yoga class for 75 minutes at 90 degrees to 100 degrees, and it gets hotter the more you're in there, the longer you're in there. And if you're not able to make it through those 90 minutes, like, maybe you're not as strong and as capable as you think you are. Now, on the other hand, if you're able to make it through those 90 minutes, you're able to progress forward through that face of challenge, through the face of discomfort, and realize that it's just temporary. It's not going to last forever. You might be able to get to the point of like, you know, every other interaction in my life, all these down, all this, the feeling of sadness, the feeling of happiness, joy, despair, anger, hatred, fulfillment, happiness, like any sort of emotion that you feel is also only going to be permanent, and it's not going to last forever. Like, what would you do with that power? What would you do with that skill to be able to just let everything go, not hold on to anything, and just be like, just be present? Like, what would you do with that? There's got to be something that you would want to do other than what you're doing right now, because maybe what you're doing right now isn't serving you. And if you're able to acknowledge the fact that it's not serving you and be like, well, what could I do differently? How could I interact differently? What if I just sit here and just chill and not be the one that has to be the center of attention? What if you're able to do that? What if you're able to discover that through yoga? Would you do it or would you not? Would you just sit there and not do anything? Or would you actually decide to be like, hey, you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to get after this. And I'm going to face this pain. I'm going to face this discomfort. I'm going to face these wobbles, this pain that I'm feeling in my hips or my groin or my abs. Like, are you going to face that? Or are you going to just sit there and not change anything because you're happy with where you're at? I know what I'd do. It's just, what would you do? What do you want to do? What makes you happy? What makes you want to wake up in the morning? What makes you want to turn over? And maybe one of the best ways to be able to get to that point is to realize that all you have to do is start doing something that's challenging. Because when you put yourself, I believe, when you put yourself in challenging situations, when something that used to be challenging comes along, it's not as challenging. Because you just take a deep breath and you're like, and you just let that breath go. And when you do that, it's kind of like, okay, now I'm more centered. I'm more grounded. I'm not stressed out about what I need to do or what I need to be saying or how I need to be viewing this world that I'm in right now. Like, you can just be there. You can just be quiet. You can just be in the moment. You can just be listening and laughing and having a good time with friends. And that's something that I think yoga is good for. It's just, maybe not everybody wants that. If you don't want that, then don't do yoga. Like, don't do it. Because that's not for everybody. Not everybody wants to have that happiness, that joy, that peace, that tranquility. Have their monkey mind not be monkeying. Have the monkey mind be quiet. The monkey mind is something that I heard from Tim Irwin, I believe. Irwin. He writes a blog called Wait But Why. And a lot of people also associate that. Tim Ferriss has also associated the monkey mind as well. If you want to be able to quiet your mind and possibly not be thinking over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, I think all you really have to do is just start putting yourself in challenging situations. Start to realize that what you're doing and how you're doing it and how you're interacting and how you do one thing is how you do everything, then you're going to succeed. You're going to succeed more than anyone else has ever succeeded before. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. Because if you're putting in 110%, 120%, 130% in what other people are only putting 8% into, 50% into, 25% into, where do you think you'll be in 5 years, 10 years, 8 years, 2 years, 6 months, 2 weeks? Like, can you imagine the growth that will happen from you just putting yourself in the challenging situation, facing that challenge head on without complaining, bitching, moaning, and just realizing that you're the one that chose that? Maybe your life can change. So with that, I'm going to end it right there, you guys. I hope you enjoyed that rant. I hope you enjoyed that, to say the least, because you just got to realize that. Or maybe you don't have to realize, you don't have to do anything. It's up to you if you want to do it. If you want to do what you really want to do, then I think the best thing for oneself to do is to be putting yourself into challenging situations, overcome the challenge, and then see what's on the other side. Because you might become braver, you might be stronger than you ever thought. It's just if you don't actually put in the time and the effort and the time necessary to master that skill, you're not going to get better. So just remember that next time and try yoga. Give it a try. But remember, it's not for everybody. And if you can't make it through 90 minutes, maybe you might want to see what you're actually capable of doing. Maybe you might want to reevaluate your goals. Now, if you can do it for 90 minutes, then you're going to achieve your goals. You're going to achieve everything in life that you set out to achieve, because that's how this world works. That's how this world works. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll be talking to you guys on Wednesday. Later.